When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Happy Hump Day. Good morning. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day, that is. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Man, I am feeling a lot better. And I got to tell you, you got to remember these moments. Mm-hmm. Protect your health. That's word of the day. I know it's more than one word. Protect your health.
Well, counting wasn't really your thing, but words, you know.
Greg Cassidy is here. Greg, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
You feeling all right?
Yeah.
You feeling all right?
Yeah, that should be a song.
I think it is.
Oh, probably.
Gainesville, day-long holiday festivities begin on Saturday. Yeah. Don't call it, don't mention Christmas.
Well, I was going to say, are they using that word?
No. Oh. Holiday.
What do I think this is? Portland or something? Come on.
No. Austin East?
Yeah, that's possible, too. Okay. I was thinking about the non-Christmas tree thing. Wasn't that Portland? Where was that?
Yeah. It was either that or Seattle. I think it was Portland.
They all look alike.
They all do. And they all act alike. Mm-hmm. Weirdos.
Yeah.
All right. So pagans, let's get together. Pagans and heathens and...
all the thens.
Non-believers of all gather... for the big festivities, the holiday festivities. This is big. More than 100 floats, dance troupes, marching bands, community groups will be traveling along University Avenue.
That's huge.
It's what they call a Very Gainesville Holiday Parade. Wasn't very sure, Gainesville.
Wasn't sure what you were getting ready to say.
So everybody's going to have their Gainesville green, man. You know what I'm saying? No, I mean, you know, because the colors of oh, I almost said
you almost
Chris.
Said Christmas again. Yes.
Chris.
Wow.
Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Xmas.
Yeah, I'm not even sure they... Yeah.
Anyway, you figure green and red, those are the colors,
yeah,
right?
True.
So
yeah.
They're going to have their Gainesville green on.
Okay.
And, so it's pretty much going on all day Saturday. Be it dance party for the kids. That's 1 to 3 at Bo Diddley Plaza.
That's fun.
Yeah. So traffic's going to be impacted. So know that. And that is this Saturday. Gainesville, day-long holiday festivities. Party time.
There you go.
And a party hardy. Good old Rocky Top. Rocky Top, Tennessee.
I thought that was a song we didn't really want to hear a whole lot around.
No. Here. As a Gator fan, we absolutely hate that song.
Okay. Well, that's what I was thinking.
But they did something right.
They did. You're
in
correct.
In Tennessee.
Yeah.
And when I say right, I mean Republican.
Uh-huh.
Republicans hold on to a GOP-controlled vacant congressional seat in the what they call Ruby Red, Tennessee. Isn't that also where you could go mining for rubies, too? Isn't that kind of been some of the hills there?
Hadn't thought about it.
Yeah. Let's go ruby mining.
Okay. There you go.
All right. And this was a big contest. Trump won it by 22 points.
Yep.
This guy, Matt Van Epps, yesterday, he won. He's a Republican.
Mm-hmm.
Big Trumpster. Trumpster likes him. You know, and he said, this should be a lesson not to run away from Trump or whatever. But with him.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he only won by 9 points.
And that's a little scary.
It is because, like I said, there's a deep, deep red congressional district forever, ever, ever. But the population grows, like around Nashville especially.
Uh-huh.
And they are lefties.
Oh, yeah.
Lefties.
The mayor and...
Moving in.
Yeah.
Yeah. So...
Not good.
No. No, it's not good. I mean, I'm glad they're moving there instead of here. But anyway, Republican nominee Matt Van Epps on Tuesday defeated the Democratic rival. How do you say her name? Afton Ben? I believe that's right. Afton Ben. And apparently she, you know, she got out there. She worked pretty hard. And apparently, you know, she's this progressive socialist Democrat.
Oh, yeah. She's out there.
And, of course, the Van Epps people, they did everything they could just to make sure. You know you're voting for a socialist, right? You know you're voting for a socialist. So, I mean, there's some that will blindly still pull that lever for Dems. Okay, mm-hmm. That's a certain percentage. But there were a whole lot of Dems that know that she's one of the lefty wackadoodles. And they, I guess that's what they want. Some of them, some of the progressives, especially maybe some of the younger groups that live in Nashville or around Nashville. That's pretty scary. But most important thing is Republicans won the seat. It's yes. already way too close in the House as it is. It's a good sign. But this is another sign also that if Trump's not on the ballot, Republicans have an uphill fight to win. And I'm not sure I totally understand that, because if you voted for Trump, you voted for him just to vote for him, or you voted for him because you like what he's saying and you want him to succeed? Well, if you want him to succeed, he needs to have the House and the Senate in Republican hands. Mm-hmm. And that's not going to happen if people don't show up and vote in numbers at least somewhat similar to what they did in the presidential election.
That just kind of blows my mind when they'll vote for him but then vote for the opposition, totally taking away any support that he might have in D.C. It's just crazy.
Yeah, and maybe not even vote for the opposition, just not vote at all, which
right, they have
in
done.
Essence is yeah. a vote for the opposition.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You got to show your support.
We've got other headlines. Envoys meet with Putin. Dr. Oz speaking out to a lot of, well, it's all old people.
Oh, those.
Old, the really, really, them. Really old people, like us, Greg.
Oh, yeah.
No, it has to do with Medicare. Yep. A lot of people are approaching that time and need to know about that. Or in many cases, you might be listening and your parents mm-hmm. could be approaching that time. And you might actually be beneficial to kind of help steer them in this whole
yes.
thing.
Yep.
Start gathering that information sooner rather than later, so you can make the right choices. And that, I guess, that's the key. It's a good deal, quote unquote, mm-hmm. if you get, you know, the right supplementary stuff and right. all that.
It's all complicated right. though sometimes. So
it is complicated. It's complicated. Okay. GOP, their new focus, affordability.
Oh, that word is familiar.
Affordability, that mm-hmm. is the key word.
We've talked about that.
Here we are on a happy hump day, Trump Day. Can you believe it's already December 3rd?
Wow.
Oh, yeah, it's my anniversary date.
Oh, really?
24 years here wow. at the Sky doing mornings.
You were 17 when you got here?
19.
Okay.
Thanks. Thanks to all my listeners, for all our listeners, really. I don't know what you see in me, but I appreciate you. We know you're busy. We make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcast. Have every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or iHeart. You just hit subscribe. Happy hump day, Trump Day.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Yowza. Yowza Bowza. We's here on a Wednesday, and we will tell you what's happening. What's up? Remember that? What's up? What's up?
Yeah, it drove me crazy.
What's up? as soon as I know, it's a trigger for Greg. As soon as I know, it's a trigger for Greg.
It shall show up again.
It will be triggered all day long. 6:21 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Welcome, welcome. Here we are, man, midweek. I'm feeling better. I'm feeling pumped up, I'll tell you that right now. Finally getting into the spirit of things. You know, Christmas is on its way.
Oh, man. It's
exciting.
Yeah.
Betsy put out a few decorations around the house, just kind of starting to set the tone. I'll dig out the Christmas tree out of the shed, which is pre-decorated. Seriously, I put a big plastic bag over it.
That's funny.
I pull it out.
A lot of folks do that.
Hey, man. Hey. Work smarter, not harder.
We put ours up a couple weeks ago, but it's got to get the rest of the stuff up now.
Yeah.
Since we're post-Thanksgiving.
Yeah. I mean, we might get a real wreath, you know, or something like that.
I like the smell.
Yeah, exactly.
See, that's...
So you get the smell.
Yes.
And you don't get the work, you know? It's like...
Oh, cleaning up pine needles. Well, and again, coming from the Midwest where we had carpet, cleaning up the pine needles post-Christmas, that's always fun, trying to get it on the carpet.
I remember very well my mom having to do that. I remember very well my ex having to do that.
Man.
It must be a pain.
Oh, it was. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, how would you know?
Because I did it.
Oh, you silly boy. All right. So some of your top stories. Pennsylvania congressional seat was won by the Republican Matt Van Epps, won by 22 points by Trump. In the presidential election, Van Epps won by 9, much tighter margin than anybody's comfortable with. However, a win is a win. Take that. But just remember, if Trump's not out there pumping everything up, you're going to fall short on people showing up to vote. They've got to stay pumped up. I know. I get it. You know, there's people that came out of the woodwork to vote for Trump, some that maybe hardly or quit voting a long time ago. They were so dismayed with our current political system that, you know, they kind of gave up. They gave up on politicians. Trump came out, though, fresh. He was different. He was real. He spoke in plain language. He followed up with it with actions. And so there was something special there. And people said, you know what? I'm going to give this guy a chance. And they did it again and again. But you've got to show up, even for the ones that maybe do follow under that politician kind of thing.
I know.
You've got it. He's got to have some help in Congress or things. It's much more difficult to get anything really done.
Yeah.
And especially if you want to make anything permanent, you know, really, you know, the taxes and things like that. If you want some permanency to them, that's got to go. That's going to go through Congress. Anything does, obviously, presidential action, executive action. You know, a Democrat comes in, they're going to take all that away, just like...
Like Joe Biden did.
It's like Joe Biden and opened up the borders wide open on purpose, on literally on day one, and really hammered on the oil company starting on day one. But we're moving forward in all those areas, which I am very happy to say.
Yep.
Tim Walz. In the news again?
Wow.
You know, this guy, Governor of Minnesota, under his watch, just about $1 billion, I think it is now, they believe was really ripped off, stolen, and funneled to a terrorist group, Al-Shabaab. And I haven't had a chance to check it, but I saw this was on, you know, Facebook. And it basically was that, why aren't the Alphabet networks covering this?
I think we know the answer, but, you know.
But, I mean, you know.
Yeah.
ABC, NBC, CBS. Now, if that's true.
Right.
Because sometimes people just, you know,
that's
put stuff
too.
Up there.
And it's not really.
Harder to be a truth teller these days. But Tim Walz, he's in the news again. Yep. The Minnesota governor is filling American roads with illegal immigrant drivers. What?
Amazing.
Now, wait a second. We know that California was a major offender with Gavin Newsom.
Mm-hmm.
They're putting people behind the wheels. I don't know if you would call it a fraudulent CDL, but it's something that they wouldn't normally be able to pass the test, and they're given one anyway. I don't know what you call it.
Well, the license is real. They're just not qualified.
Yeah.
But the license itself, sadly, is legit, issued by a state.
In other words, yeah. Cop's not going to pull you over and go, this is fake.
No. That's what makes it even more wrong.
They find out it's fake when the truck driver kills multiple people on the road.
Yeah. And that keeps happening.
Yeah. And you would think, after this became a news item, that everybody would be, hey, claw back anything that that got through. Hey, everybody, all hands on deck. You know, now's the time. If you were pushing these things through, if you were one of those people, but, you know, that's not going to happen. So, apparently, Sean Duffy has been, well, we know he has been looking into this, a transportation secretary.
Yep.
And this came out during Tuesday's cabinet meeting, and this was a record setter. This was his ninth meeting, President Trump and his whole cabinet. I believe it was about 3 hours, right about 3 hours long. I caught a lot of it.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what Sean Duffy shared with us. Also, Trump didn't mince a lot of words when he was talking about Somali migrants either.
No.
Yeah. Yep. But again, we hired him because we wanted someone to tell it like it is. We don't need that doublespeak political baloney. All right, we're going to make today a great day. It's already a happy hump day, Trump day. It is 6:28, and you're listening to News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Let's make it another great day. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Morning, Greg.
Good morning.
And it's also a happy hump day, Trump day. So there you go. We already got a lot of positivity. And that's a good thing.
Right.
Stella!
Yeah?
Stella! The only time you hear anybody yelling Stella now?
Yeah.
When they're trying to get a beer at the bar.
Really? Is that where she works now?
No, that's the name of a beer. I know you don't know that. Anyway, but this is also on this day in 1947.
Yeah.
A streetcar named Desire opens on Broadway. Marlon Brando's famous cry of Stella!
It was half the man he became back then.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, don't stress the voice, Bob. Don't do that.
Anyway, that's...
It's
famous. Classic. Oh, yeah. Well, how long will that last, though? I mean, how many younger people today even know the name Marlon Brando?
I
just wonder. And A Streetcar Named Desire. I mean, it's interesting because, like, 47, we weren't born yet, but yet we grew up kind of, I don't know, I guess introduced to it through our parents and stuff that.
It does make you wonder, do current generations pass things along, or is it still part of culture? Everything is moving so much faster now that I think things get lost.
That's interesting. That's very interesting that you bring that up, Greg, because things get lost, but then things can be found now at a rate and an ease unparalleled
30
years ago.
But they got to go looking.
They've invented that intranet. Yeah. Web thing.
The interwebs, yeah.
Yeah.
They're out there.
You got all that going on.
Yeah.
And so people can do, you got to search. You're right. It's not just going to randomly come up. Well, yes, it could. I mean, I could yell, Stella.
True.
People go, what? Why?
What
why is he
talking
doing that?
About? Yeah, right.
And all they have to do is type in Stella and do a search.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you it'll be, I don't know if it'll be number one, but it'll be there.
I mean, for Marlon Brando, for our generation, the two things are probably Superman And then, of course, anything mob-related, we may think of him. You know, we hear Italian music in our head.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Which, that's about it.
Which is becoming a dated reference, too. I mean,
yes,
even though
is.
That was definitely within our lifetime.
And Superman was in high school. The movie.
Oh.
Where he played Superman's dad.
Okay, you're talking about Christopher Reeve.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
The movie, yeah. Because that's, I mean, what were the last movies Marlon Brando was in?
Oh, I see.
That's what
you're
I'm saying. We think of either the Italian mob or Superman. So,
I'll make you an offer you can't refuse.
Right?
I hear the violins.
So knowing that, what are people searching for? Now all of a sudden you got my interest piqued.
Yeah.
And I just happen to have found the top stories that have been searched for on Wikipedia.
Interesting.
In this past year.
Okay.
All right.
Now we're looking back.
Well, make sure you can't see my screen.
Yeah.
I think if you think about current events and what has happened and, catastrophes more than good news is going to drive people to want to learn more. Mm. What do you think would be number one? And this is a tough one, just to randomly pull it out. But once I say it, you're going to go, oh, yeah, of course. Of course it was.
Oh, man.
That's a tough one, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, because it's like, are we talking about plane crashes? Are we talking about random murders like the Mangione thing?
People.
Hmm. Oh, searching for people.
Yeah. Wow. Everybody's talking about this guy, but I'm not that familiar with him.
Well, I mean, Walls is in the news lately, but, Tim Walls, from a political perspective.
It's Charlie Kirk.
Oh,
now
that's
interesting. Yes,
because a lot of people even my mom had said, I knew his name.
Right.
I didn't know that much about him.
Exactly.
So he did become a big search after the assassination.
And to me, that's huge.
Oh, yeah.
Because when people are looking on their own, not that Wikipedia is the perfect source, but it's better than a lot of sources. So people wanted to learn more about the man.
That's interesting, which I guess is why we've seen the growth.
Right. Which is a good thing, because we only let the lefty news push who they claim he was and all this nasty stuff that they made up.
Liars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Overall, number two was deaths in 2025. It's just general,
I
guess.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
But here's one that's, I get why, but I didn't know it would be number three. There's a movie came out recently this year that starred the guy that was in the Sons of Anarchy, Charlie Hunnam, I think is how you say it, and who's a good-looking guy.
Uh-huh.
And so for him to play this role as a serial killer, real-life serial killer, he looked dramatically different. He looked like the killer. Wow. Ed Gein, the Ed Gein story? Yeah. The movie was made on him. Monster was the name of it. Oh, Monster, the Ed Gein story. Okay. And apparently there's so many horror movies have been based at least somewhat on this guy.
Really?
Yeah, this was 1940s or something like that. That's kind of a creepy one. But people do see something and they want to know more. Number four, Donald Trump.
Interesting.
Number five, Pope Leo.
I can see that.
So,
because a lot of us wanted to know, what's this guy all about? He's an American. Where is he politically? Yeah, I can see that.
So, other than the serial killer, there's hope for humanity. Wow. Is what I'm trying to say here. This was supposed to be a positive.
Huh.
No?
And then we went to monsters.
It's a net positive, is what we would say in business, Greg.
We'll take that.
6:46 on the Bob Rose Show. Good morning and welcome. And listen to the Bob Rose Show on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps, or just tell your smart speaker, play 97.3 The Sky. Ladies and gentlemen, you have come to the right place. The Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. We will entertain you. We will dazzle you. We will fill your head with factual information. And there'll be a fair amount of buffoonery. That we can promise
you. As long as there's no quiz at the end, I'm in.
That's what I'm talking about.
I do not like those pop quizzes.
Yeah.
Oh,
actually,
no.
Pop quizzes I did well at. You know, it's usually based on some material you just recently covered.
Yeah.
If it involved homework, like, did you read chapter 13 last night? Then
right.
I was like, not so much.
Didn't take that book home, did you?
Yeah. No. If I actually, you know, did the work, I did very well.
Multiple choice, I'm good with.
Now, that helps. No. Always choose C.
But essay? no.
Now, I can do an essay, but that's so the whole thing was motivation. I had to actually do it, but everything
right.
that I did,
mm-hmm.
I did fairly well for the most part. It's, you know, I think along, you know, with you, at some point, math turns into algebra and
ooh.
Your brain turns into mush.
Yes.
It just wasn't, I don't know what it is.
I didn't click on that at all. It just didn't work for me.
I almost think that that could be a separation. You know, if you don't do well in math,
yeah.
it's like you should go with the good people and the weirdos should stick with the math. That's my perspective.
So if you consider yourself a nerd, that's bob.rose@odyssey.com.
yeah.
Well, no, I just the whole combining all those formulas, just my brain did not wrap around those at all. Basic math, great, sure, no big deal, but once you got into algebra, I was lost.
Well, you know, someone, you can be lost and find your way into, I don't know, the governor's mansion. It happened easy enough in Minnesota for Governor Tim
Walz. And I'm a knucklehead at times, but it's always been to do the best I can.
Yep. No, he's shaving those knuckles now, so at least they're not quite.
But he's a knucklehead.
Yeah. And so Duffy, Sean Duffy, the transportation secretary, was in the three-hour cabinet meeting yesterday with the president and everybody, which it's great. This was the ninth cabinet meeting. You know, he hasn't even been in office for a year. You talk about transparency. You know, Obama, didn't he try to say it was transparency there? That couldn't have been more of a load of you-know-what.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Biden? Well, I mean, how could he be transparent when, you know, it was nothing but fog between his ears?
So, well, I looked it up. In 2021, he had three.
Okay.
In 2022, he had two, 2023, three, and 2024, he had one.
And I think that was the one that Jill actually turned over and ran.
Probably so.
I think it was.
Yeah.
So Sean Duffy, and he went around the table, you know, and he talked to all the secretaries of their various positions. Well, Duffy pointed to the devastating stories of illegal immigrant commercial drivers causing fatal wrecks across the country, taking American lives. Most recently, news surfaced of an illegal alien truck driver from India who was accused of killing 25-year-old William Micah Carter and 24-year-old Jennifer Lynn Lower on November 24th in Oregon, a sanctuary state. With regard to commercial driver's licenses, I think we've covered a lot of the crashes that are taking place and that we found there have been states that have issued commercial driver's licenses to foreigners, he said, explaining that these individuals have gone through what he described as sham schools, and they're not safe to be on American roadways. So in partnership with Secretary Noem, we've driven those numbers down. Governor Newsom in California had to revoke 17,000 licenses. Governor Tim Walz of Minnesota gave 33% of these licenses unlawfully, a third. Yep.
How do you do that with a good conscience, putting these people on the road?
I don't see how you can.
What if you're the governor and your family gets wiped out on the highway?
Yeah, you got to share those highways too. let's see where we're at here. All right. We've got a lot we're going to talk about, a lot of things we're going to cover. I do have a Florida man story for you next.
Shocking.
It's actually kind of funny, which I guess Florida man stories can be. Right? We've got that and a whole lot more coming up on News Talk 97.3, The Sky.